Good morning. Today I want to talk to you about entitlement, and I hope you're having a great morning so far. So for 15 minutes, think about the word entitlement. So before we do that, let's go ahead and take 5 deep breaths. Breathe in and out so we can just clear our minds and clear our head so we can get a good lesson. You're entitled to the minute in your face, nothing else. Take your life 1 minute at a time. Plan your way, work your way, have faith in God, yourself, take action. See, life is filled with many, many ups and many, many downs. We all know that. This makes up the huge umbrella of our successful lives. It's not success in a huge bundle. It's little bits and pieces accumulated together. With this, we must embrace and understand the benefits of what get us there. Discipline. Without the foundation of discipline, we cannot begin to understand our personal roadmap to get us to our successful lives. Hence, we become very confused and lost in all that we do. And when we failed, because lack of discipline, we blame society, we point fingers. So let's think about the word entitlement and how it addresses discipline. In Hebrews 12, verses 5 through 9, it talks about the struggles and the sins that we have not yet resisted to the point of shedding our blood. And have we completely forgotten the words of encouragement that addresses God our Father, we, His sons and His daughters? It says, "My son, my daughter, do not make light of the Lord's discipline. Do not lose heart when you're rebuked, because the Lord's discipline is the ones that show us that He loves us. And He chases everyone He accepts as His sons and daughters." So we have to endure hardship as a disciplinary action. And when God is treating you as His children, this is all a part of it. So what children are not disciplined by their fathers? If you're not disciplined and undergo any type of struggles, anyone, then you're not legitimately the true fate of God's sons and daughter at all. Moreover, we have all that have had made us humans, the Father who disciplined us, as we respected those disciplinaries and how they came out to be. How much more should we submit to the Father, the spirits, and our lives? They discipline us for a little while as they thought us best. But God's discipline for us is for good, in order that we may shine and we may share His holiness. No discipline seems pleasant at the time. It's painful, but later it produces harvest, righteousness, and peace for those who have been trained by it. So let's look at COVID-19 for a second. Ask yourself, what disciplinary are you practicing? What disciplinaries am I practicing to protect myself? It doesn't matter whether or not you contracted the disease. In your heart, you know that you've done all that you can, and you leave the rest up to God and the resources that God has blessed you with. This is because, if you think about it, each of us is responsible for self-education, protecting ourselves using the knowledge that we're exposed to. And adding to that, using that knowledge to come up with good judgments. Today, as life is, we're living our lives from what it was yesterday, what is it today? Today we're here. Yesterday is gone. And we are working and hoping to see tomorrow. Let's think critically. Don't feed yourself with the mindset of self-entitlement. Do not go out and act carelessly. Don't leave yourself open to the virus and blame society. Take time to rest. Heal your bodies. Heal your minds. Look at this as a long vacation with help. Be disciplined in your actions. By doing yourself some good, loving yourself, practicing good habits. No, not the ones you had yesterday. I do understand that no one is immune from this virus. No one. We don't know. Anyone can become infected with the virus. But use all you have to protect yourself, making good judgments. Scientists and doctors and medical officials don't have the answer to fix or cure the virus. So let's ask God to bless those folks with the knowledge, the wisdom, the understanding, to recognize the core of what the disease is truly all about. This will take some time for discovery to find and to build a cure. Work with the folks, work with them, do your part. They do their part. By doing your part, you can make yourself safe and others around you safe. Until then, stay safe, stay blessed, trust God, practice safety. My friends, it's love, peace, and soul. Goodbye.